Welcome to Voices.Earth. Today we're speaking with Stephen Marshall, co-director of Dashboard.Earth, a new platform that transforms the limitless number of climate solutions into incremental, personalized actions that are socially and financially rewarding. We'd also like to add that Stephen is an author, a Sundance Award-winning director, entrepreneur, and well-known technologist. And Stephen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. And let's start from the top. Tell us about Dashboard.Earth, the organization's mission, the new mobile app, how long you all have been around, all that good stuff.
Sure. The company began in late January 2017, and it really just started with my partner and I, and we saw an opportunity essentially with the evolution of mobile technologies and also back-end technologies to create a new sort of gamification platform where cities could become almost like virtual game boards, where people could become engaged in, you know, small, as you said, incremental actions that really could be delivered to them based on their own preferences, what they do on a day-to-day basis, where they are in the city, instead of being kind of like a burdensome, you know, scientific thing around climate change. You want to make it fun and rewarding. And so we essentially launched, we built a pretty big team. We now have about 15 people at Microsoft working through their philanthropies organization coding the platform. And we won't have anything actually until the fall of 2017, but it's definitely off to a good start.
That's fantastic. Well, I appreciate you sharing these insights early on in the game. If you will. And speaking of games, tell us about the World Game mobile app. This is really, really interesting, and it seems totally unique. Would love to hear more about that.
Sure. I mean, so the World Game comes from Buckminster Fuller, who is a sort of well-known visionary and inventor, really, from the 50s and 60s, who really saw the opportunity to create a game where the whole world on a civilizational level got involved. And I think when we look at climate change, and obviously it's a very political issue for a lot of people, they don't know whether they believe in it or not, the reality is that we live in a regenerative planet. We live on a regenerative planet, which has the power constantly to regenerate itself. We as a human species have in many ways set ourselves up against that biosphere. We've, you know, in the name of progress, we've essentially, and the game of capitalism, we've, and the scientific revolution, we've essentially seen the Earth in some ways as something to conquer, and that's been great for a long time. A lot, you know, we've had evolutions in medicine, obviously in transportation, lots of great things, business, industry, but now we're at a point where we need to sort of work back into the ecosystem itself, into the biosphere, and so by developing a game in which people can go around their city with what we're building is essentially a sustainability compass. It's a living, breathing technology which guides a person to the nearest things that are going to help regenerate the world, whether it's like riding their bike, you know, buying a non-recyclable water bottle, planting flowers, all these things to help regenerate the Earth. The application will actually get that data and reward them both in terms of an identity which grows and evolves much like a plant or a tree, but also a currency which can be used to purchase goods and services which are part of the ecosystem we're developing, or to donate money to causes that they care about.
Wow, that's fantastic stuff. And you know what you mentioned about how, you know, previously the mindset was to, you know, conquer Earth. Now we need to, you know, change our thinking essentially. I believe this is where the .earth domain comes in. And tell us a little bit more about how using a .earth domain, I assume, helps you all with branding for Dashboard.Earth.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt. I remember the first moment we saw, I mean, I think, you know, when we first, we knew we wanted to call it Dashboard because the idea is really to build a dashboard which is both personal, city, and also planetary. So a way of tracking, if you will, the progress on Spaceship Earth, which is another Buckminster Fuller term. We actually were looking around for URLs, and we saw the .earth URL was open, and so for us to have dashboard.earth as our website, you know, it's obviously beautiful because it says it all, and you know, we were surprised it was still open. So when we got it, we were thrilled.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. So I know you discussed the future here. Obviously in the fall, things are going to launch for you all, but I'd love to get your vision of the future, if you will, for Dashboard.Earth. Being being with your background and working with many different companies, being a technologist and entrepreneur, I'm sure you're even looking one step further into the future with Dashboard.Earth, and would love to hear more about that.
Sure. I mean, well, one thing to see this as is, imagine what happens. So what we're doing is we're building a front end and a back end. And on the back end, which means like in the terms of the systems, people can start to make their city into an actionable game board, which means you can go with the app and whether, it's at a park or a tree or a cafe that's doing things that are good, you can set up a beacon, which becomes an immediate place where if you go with the app, it can charge up your identity and give you transactional currency. So, but the point I'm making is that cities become, in many ways, the drivers for change. If you start to have a platform where cities have this actionable component where you can program your city as a codable game board, that has implications for us as a global community, because we can start to move to a global governance system where, yes, we have federal governments and presidents and prime ministers, but increasingly, they have a lot less to do with what people are doing on the ground. And cities have an incredible level they have a similar set of challenges all over the world. If you look at climate change in specific, there's a bunch of protocols which cities are trying to achieve by 2020, 2030, 2050 around green energy, zero waste, et cetera, et cetera. So we can imagine we can build a global governance system where we don't really need to have federal governments. I mean, obviously, we're always going to be ruled by some level of state. But when citizens of the planet start to tribally come together, and that's part of the game, is you literally start to build tribes where you can work in your own city with your group, but also, all around the world as a tribe, and start to have almost like a world war games approach, but not fighting, more like competing towards certain goals. So we're really looking towards building a global governance system. Obviously this is the huge blue sky, but if we can get a platform where it's, beyond Facebook and beyond Twitter, where the cities become these actionable game boards, then we can start to really communicate as a civilization, and that's exciting.
Very exciting. Wow. Thanks for those insights there, Stephen. And this has been a wonderful podcast, and really, really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, anything else to add?
No, I just, simply, I think, the one thing I'd add is that, there's a lot of doom and gloom associated with climate change, and there are real challenges. We have things we have to do in the next 20 or 30 years to really secure a future for our kids. But, we have a set of solutions available to us as human beings, which can change the world right now. It's not like this is something that has to wait or that scientists have to catch up on. It's available right now. We just have to simply become educated around it and build a fun approach to it so people don't feel like they're in some kind of disaster movie.
Wow, what a perfect way to end this podcast, Stephen. That was an excellent closing right there. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Stephen Marshall, who's a co-director of Dashboard.Earth. And as Stephen mentioned, this is a new platform that's launching in the fall that's going to really transform the limitless number of climate solutions into incremental, personalized actions that are both socially and financially rewarding. And candidly, this will probably change the world for the better. And Stephen, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.